Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Elchana Meir ben Chaya Rachel, and his whole family. Should have bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah of the Tzaddik of Ranana, Yitzchak Cohen Haberman. We'll begin with the pasuk, Perek Chaf, pasuk Yitches, Ki Yatzor Atzar, Hashem, Tzetchev Hashem Parkad Asara. So the pasuk tells us that, Sukkim tell us that after Sarah was taken to Avimelech, and they were punished, and then afterwards, Sarah became pregnant. And the question is, why did Sarah become pregnant and Yitzchak was born only after Sarah was taken to the house of Avimelech? And not beforehand, when Sarah was taken to the house of Paro. The whole idea is that if Sarah was taken by a foreign power, afterwards she's going to get pregnant for whatever reason. So why after Avimelech and not after Paro? So we can say the reason is that Avimelech is Begematria Mincha. In other words, by Avimelech, they had very high sparks that are elevated by davening Mincha, and they were submerged in the depths of the klipa of Avimelech, and therefore when Sarah was taken to Avimelech, and then she emerged from there unscathed, so all of these holy sparks were taken out. And that's the Elef Kesef that Avimelech gave to Avram, Perek Chav Pasuk Tezayin. Those are the holy sparks. It's a remnant to the holy sparks. And therefore Sarah was remembered, and Yitzchak was born dafka afterwards, because it was Yitzchak who was metakein what? Tfilas Mincha. So here we see the connection between Tfilas Mincha and Avimelech. So once Avimelech takes Sarah and she emerges, so Avimelech is Gematria Mincha. The holy sparks came out with him. Well, that was Sarah when she left. And then Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was Metaken Mincha, like it says in Brachos. Moving right along. Hashem Pokad as Sarah, Perak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. In the Sefer Likutei Torah of the Arizal, in this week's parasha, he notes that it says by Sarah Lashon of Pekida, of remembering, using the word Pekida, and by Rachel, it says a different Lashon, a Lashon of Zechira. So maybe we can explain this based on the Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Perek, Parashah Nun Gimel Osvav, Amar V'Yitzchak Sivim Lo Nitma Isha V'Tahori Hiv Nixav Nizra Zara. So if Yitzchak explains that the pasuk says that if the woman doesn't become tamei, meaning that if a woman is accused of being a sota, having strayed from her husband, and it turns out that she had not strayed from her husband, what do? She gets to have a baby, v'nixav v'nizra zera. So certainly, Sarah, who went into the house of Paro and the house of Avimelech, and she came out pure, she's certainly going to be remembered and have a baby. It also says in Medrash Rabbah, whenever it says Vashem, it means he and his Beis Din. In other words, Shem Havayu with the Os Vav is going to be Hashem and his Beis Din. Vashem Pokad es Sarah. This is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with his court, with his Beis Din. And therefore we can say that Ansari Menu, that the Beis Din Shel Maila, the divine court, agreed to her salvation. And therefore, the Lashon of Pekida is correct, because Pekida comes to the Lashon Pekuda, In other words, since Sarah was Zocha Bedin, in front of the Beis Din gave a pekuda, they gave a command to be soisein piha makatrigim, to seal off the mouths of those who are makatrig, shelo yekatrigu od al yiridas haneshama shel Yitzchak Avinu Olam, they shouldn't be makatrig anymore on the coming down of Yitzchak's neshama to this world. So that's pekida milashon pekuda. That Beis Din gave a pekuda, they gave a command that nobody should say anything bad about Yitzchak's neshama coming down to the world. V'Hashem, Hashem u Beis Dino. So that is why they have no right to say anything, because we have this medrash that says that if the Isha Sota was pure, so she gets to have a baby. So Sarah, who went into the house of these two terrible people, Paro and Avimelech, and she came out pure, so she certainly should have a child. So the Beis Din, Vahashem, Hashem and his Beis Din, Vav and Shem Avoya, gave a command that the Makatrigim, the prosecutors, should not be Makatrig on the soul of Yitzhak coming down to this world. But by Rachel, she was Zocha to children through the Karach of Tefillah. Moshe Amar Yaakov Avinu to Rachel, Hasachas Elokim Anochi, am I instead of Hashem? Uncle says, Hamini At Boy Alom and Kadam Hashem Tov, what are you asking from me? Ask from Hashem. And therefore it's Shaykh Halashon of Zechira, that through the Haftzara B'Tfila, through the request of davening, Allah Zechoron Alifni HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tov. So her Zikaron came before Hashem, the Tova. That's the idea. We say, Zichronos, Shiyalu Zichronechem Lefanecha Letova. That our Zichronos, our memories, Hashem says, Imru Lefanai, Shiyalu Zichronechem Lefanai Letova. But Zichronos is a lotion of Tefillah. So, by Sarah, it says, Pekuda, Pekita, 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 Pekuda. Based on what so Saint Pia Makatrigim, and by Rachel Lashon of Zechira, because she was Zocha al Yedei her Tefila. Vashem Pakad Asara Kasher Amar Vayas Hashem of Sara Kasher Diber. The words Vashem Pakad Asara Kasher Amar Vayas, that Hashem remembered Sarah like He said, and He did to Sarah as He spoke. So the words Hashem remembered Sarah like He said and did. Vashem Pakad Asara Kasher Amar Vayas is Vigamatria, Rasha, Keves, Rides Elokim, Havaya, Heir, Ha'emes. And I think you have to have Ruach HaKodesh to come up with that gematria and then explain it. So what this means is that the Satan, the Samach Mem, the Rasha and the Sitra Achra were Mekatreg, they prosecuted, and they held back the Yerida of the Neshama of Yitzchak to the world. Yitzchak is the Mid of Din, the Mid of Gvura. And therefore Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom said, Upachad Yitzchak Hayali. And the fear of Yitzchak I had, and this is referring to the Zohar HaKadosh, who writes that the Chitzonim are very afraid of the Bechina of Yitzchak, of this aspect of Yitzchak. So we have the Satan that's Mekatreg, that's prosecuting and trying not to let Yitzchak come down to the world, because he's Midas Adin. And the powers, the outside powers, the dark side, is afraid of the Bechina of Yitzchak. And the Din and the Gvura that are alluded to in the name Elohim. But through the Avodas HaNisyonos of Sarah Imenu, who suffered by Paro and Avimelech, through this the mercy of Hashem was aroused, and the Mid of Emes shined. So the rachamim of Havaya Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, the mercy of Hashem, that's Hashem is Shem of mercy, shone, and the Mid of Emes was kindled. And that's the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. at the source, who overcame, who vanquished the Sar of Esav, the Satan, and he was Poel, he activated a Siyuah b'Shamayim l'Sara Imenu, a help in Shemayim for Sarah, that the Pachad fell on the Sitra Achra and released the Neshama of Yitzchak, that it should come down to the world. Like the Pasuk says like it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Samach Gimel Beis, on the Pasuk, Liyakov Ishapodas Avram, that B'tzchus Yaakov, Avram Avinu was saved from the Kivshan Ha'ish, even before he came down to this world. In other words, Yaakov wasn't here yet, and he already saved Avram. So too now, Ho'ila Ata Tzchuso Shel Yitzchak, Shel Yaakov, B'chinas Ha'emes. So to now, Yaakov's Tzchus of Emes also helped. It says to Yenemes Liyakov, in his Tzchus, the Neshama of Yitzchak came down to the world. So now we understand the Gematria. Why did Hashem remember Sarah, as he said? Why did Hashem pakad es Sarah kasher amar vayas? Because now we have Russia, that's referring to the Satan. And then we have Kavash, maybe that's a lashon of captured, that Yaakov captured, like he overcame the Sar of Esav, the dark side, the Satan. So Russia Kavash, the Russia was captured, was overcome. Redes Elokim Havaya. And what did the Satan want to do? He wanted to prevent Redes, he wanted to prevent the coming down of the Neshama of Yitzchak, because he was afraid of Elokim, which is Midas Haddin. And this Midas Haddin is stronger than the dark side. The dark side is afraid of Midas Haddin. But because of Havaya, mercy came down, Rachamim came down, and therefore Heir Emes, the Mid of Emes shine, meaning in the Schus of Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak was born just like Yaakov Avinu already had a merit in which Avram Avinu was saved. So to Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu had a merit that in his Schus the Neshama of Yitzchak came down to the world. So that's Vayas. Vashem Pokad Asarak Hashem, Vayas Hashem Lasharak Hashem Diber, Vashem Pokad Asarak Hashem, Vayas, is Vigmachia Rocha, Kavash, Redes, Elokim, Havaya, Heir, Ha'emes. Wow. Really, who would have thought of that? It says in the Pasuk in the Akedah, Vayomer Avram Avram, Vayomer Hineini. So, the idea of calling a name twice, Avram Avram, is to show that Avram down here is connected to the Avram up there, like Yaakov Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. But now Hashem lowered him his Madrega, because he wanted him to pass the Nisayin of the Akedah, like it says in Sfarim. When you have a Nisayin, Hashem takes away your Madregas from you. That it's a real test. So he made him like a regular person. So therefore it says in the Pasuk, Ve'alokim Nisas Avram. Hashem Nisa Avram. What does it mean, Hashem Nisa Avram? He tested Avram. And he tested Avram, and it only says Avram once. So when it says Avram twice, so we know that's a Lashon of Chiba, and that's because the Madrega of Avram up in Shemayim is like his Madrega down here on the Aretz. Or his Madrega down here on the Aretz is the same as his Madrega up in Shemayim. But now that Hashem is sending him to the Akedah and he's giving him this test, so Madrega was taken away from him, of him, of this world, being connected to the next world. So if it only says Avram once, later on it says Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Neshamayim V'yomer Avram Avram V'yomer Hineni, and then it says Vayter Al Tishlach Yadcha L'Nar V'Atas L'Meuma. But when he was given the test, it was the Madrega was taken away, so it wasn't a double lashon, it was just one Avram. He was just like a regular person. Elokim nisas Avram. Ve'amelav Avram. Hashem tested him. And he said, Avram, he only used his name once. To show that he was like a regular person. And still, Vayomer Elav Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. Avraham Avinu still said that I'm ready, I'm prepared. Even on my level, I'm ready for this test. I want to do your will. So, we see from here this Yisod that the double name is your level up there, is like your level down here, it's the same level. And Avraham Avinu lost that, beginning of the Akedah. Hashem took it away, so it would be a real test, and Avraham still passed. He still said, I'm ready, and he passed the test. It says in the Pasuk, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yedalet, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Vikach Lechem, Vikim Asmai, Mitim El Agar, Samal Shechma, Vesiel Vayishalcha. So Avram got up in the morning, took bread, water, gave it to Hagar, put on her shoulder, and the child, and he sent them away, and they went to the Midbar Be'er Sheva. So what do we see from here? We see that apparently he put the water and the bread on her shoulder, but Chazal Darshan embraces in Medrash Rabbah that Yishmael also was put on her shoulder, even though he was 17 years old, but since Asara gave her an Ayin Hara, and Asara gave him an Ayin Hara, he got sick, and he wasn't able to walk. So how is it possible to understand this Medrash that Sarah Tzedekes would give such an Ayin Hara? So yes, she had to expel Yishmael, but the Chazal should say she gave him an Ayin Hara that he got sick. So, she should have said that, all right, now you're sick, you can stay home. How come she didn't have rachmanis and allow them to stay home? So we can explain, based on the Chiddush Arim and the Pasuk Vatera Saras Hagar HaMitzvah, it's been Hagar HaMitzvah, Asher Adel Avram Mitzachek, that Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Mitzvah, who gave birth to Avram, in other words, the son, she saw him playing. What does it mean, mitzachek? Rashi says, as I'll say, that Yishmael was mesis is Yitzchak lavad of Zara. He was trying to get Yitzchak to serve idols. And about a mesis, it says, lo sachmo v'lo sechasa, if you're not allowed to have mercy on him. As I'll say, you're not allowed to have mercy on Achazarim. Shaul HaMelech lost the Malchus because he was merachim al Agag. So Sarah had a mid of rachamim, but she didn't want to use it. Because you know out of mercy, Yishmael's a mesis. He's trying to get Yitzchak to serve with a zara. So that explains the lack of racham and sari menu. Elokim nisas Avram ve'omer I love Avram. Hashem tested Avram and he said to him, Avram. So we have to understand that these words ve'omer I love Avram l'chora are superfluous. Hashem nisas Avram. And he said, kachna. What do you mean ve'omer I love Avram? No, he's talking to. Just say, kachna, take. So why does it have to say again, ve'omrei lav Avram? So smashma, that's part of the nisayon, the ve'omrei lav Avram. Part of the test. And also, hemshech ha'nisayon, that afterwards he said to him, ve'omrei kachna. So we can explain this, that Be'emes, there were two stages in the Nisayon Akedah. And the Iker Nisayon was in the first stage, Ve'omrei Lav Avram. And without this, Avram Avinu wouldn't have had any Nisayon of the Akedah based on what HaRav HaKadosh, HaGoyin HaKadosh, Rav Yaakov Mordechai, of based in Kehilas Belgurei, Schusiag and Elena says in the Pasuk Vayaris and Makom Erochok, and Makom is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's called a Makom, like it says in the Medrash Rabbah. He was Makom Shalol, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Bakedus Yitzhak Avraham Avinu saw the Shekhinah from afar. And the explanation is that Avraham Avinu was on a high Madrega, and he was clinging to Hashem, and his whole Machshava was connected to Hashem. And the male in such a situation, it's not Shaykh Levin and Yisar, because he's completely nullified to the will of Hashem. And since he was so Davek Hashem, he couldn't do differently than the will of Hashem. But since they wanted an Hashemayim to bring him to a Nisayan of the Akedah, so they took away all of his Madregas, like we said before, and he became like a regular person. So then when they signed, in Akedah was a Nisayan. Was a test. And nevertheless, Yamad would go to the Nisayan. So that's why it says, Valakim Nisas Avram. Hashem tested Avram. Ve'omer lav Avram. He said Avram once. That's part of the test. That he took away his Madregas. And then later on, he says, Kachna, take your son. That's the second stage. It's also the test. Second stage of the test. The first is just taking away his Madregas, that he doesn't have the high Madregas, and see if he can pass the test then. Okay, so obviously a lot more that the Holy Rabbi says. We'll conclude here. We'll give ourselves a bracha. We should be zocha to learn more in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.